Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council approved a feasibility study for the 2019 street reclamation projects. Next year, they'll be working on the northwest side of town. Mayor Pownell said this is the kickoff to the process, adding,
"It'll be focused on some sidewalk gaps that we have in those two areas of the city as well, just making sure that if we've got one block where there's no sidewalk and there's sidewalk at either end, well, why shouldn't we be looking at just putting in that missing piece?"
Those areas include several courts around Zan Miller Drive and 3rd and 4th Streets in the area of Plum and Orchard. Administrator Ben Martig explained,
"The good news is usually on the reclaims, there's not quite as much local disruption because you can get in and out during the project as they put in the sidewalks, as they repair the curbs, as they fix utilities. It's not a full reconstruction like we've seen like on Division Street, which is certainly more disruptive."
The action taken allows staff to develop the street projects on a section-by-section basis and determine the final project scope. The estimated cost is just over $2.2 million, which would be funded through assessments, municipal state aid bonding, and utility enterprise funds. The next step is a neighborhood meeting on November 14th. Faribault Prison is the largest in the state, with 2,000 inmates. Prison assaults at Oak Park Heights and Stillwater, where a corrections officer was killed, have been making headlines. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said that Faribault had a couple of assaults. The concern is protection for the officers, so consequences are important.
Luckily, the officers weren't seriously injured, but we also have assaults on other prisoners where the other prisoners were badly injured. And so those cases are working their way through the system right now.
Fossum said prison's a dangerous place, and if they ignore the assaults, it becomes more dangerous because prisoners then think they can get away with it. He's written a column on mass incarceration, what that term means, how Minnesota compares to other states, and what Minnesota's sentencing guidelines are. That is on our website, kymnradio.net, with this story on today's news update. And plenty of people in Rice County still need help. Sheriff Troy Dunn said this morning,
"And so our emergency management department has fired up the volunteer coordination again, and we're going to meet at the fairgrounds tomorrow morning starting at 7:30. And anybody that can come in and work for a couple hours, 2 to 4 hour shifts, and whatever shift works best for you, that would be great. And we're going to get everybody registered, get them some water and snacks, and then we will bus them out to the locations where we still have cleanup. There's a lot of people that still need assistance."
They plan for work shifts until 4 p.m. Call 1-833-643-7423 to register and give your name and time you can help. They need to know how many people to expect, so please call. Bring sturdy footwear, gloves, and rakes. Listen to Dunn's full interview on kymnradio.net. Northfield Shares is also looking for volunteers for the entire weekend and next weekend. Go to northfieldshares.org or, again, check our website. News from around the state is next.